And I think that just that flipped the switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
That nobody gives a fuck. I did my job, I paid my dues. Love is for fools, 'cause nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. I feel liberated, over medicated. It was overrated. Tell what you want. I can tell by the look on your face. Let me out of here. I've been gone so long. Don't you know that this is the moment? You're watching us throw it away. I did my job, I paid my dues. Love is for fools, 'cause nobody gives a fuck.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 825, part 2. My name is Mike Steele, and I'm in a room with two guys I do give a fuck about. I'm going to start with the man to my left, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, shit. It's July, and you know what that means. It's Disability Pride Month. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Oh, yeah. Woo. So that's great. That's funny. You know, what isn't funny, but I just had to bring up, it's sad, really. I was looking into this lately. The 2022 Gay Bar Colorado shooting, there's a shooting, you might have memory hold it because we were all dealing with the pandemic that's still going on, but there was a shooting at a gay club, 30 people were shot, 5 were killed. It's very sad. But what's weird is the first thing that came to mind was you shot 30 people, you killed 5 of them. This guy's clearly gay, right? He never played Call of Duty or something. Like, he had all these guys in one room, and you killed 5. You're like, boom, boom, boom. Like, the fuck?
I remember when I used to
play. Were those 5 guys vaxxed? What the fuck?
When I played Siege, sometimes I'd be like spraying and being like, I'm getting nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not funny those people died, but maybe the 5 were vaxxed. We're gonna look into it.
Could back be vaxxed.
All right.
That's what I ask after a mass shooting when I get the death tolls. I'm like, vaxxed? Back to you, Mike.
Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Mike, I meant to ask you in part one, what do you think about Kumalian being booster gold, maybe?
Dude, I got. I mentioned this to you guys before the show. I got banned from leaving comments on anything on Facebook a couple days because I saw a rumor that Kumalian might be cast as Booster Gold, and I just immediately responded, oh, well, if this happens, I'll immediately kill myself. I cannot... Here's the annoying
thing.
That's
like Mike's favorite DC character.
There's no one who likes Booster Gold but me. Yeah. Like, he's... I mean, you could argue that he's like one... Like, as far as like...
They hate him so much, they made him Palestinian.
As far as D-listers go, like... He's a D-lister that they tried to make relevant. Like he's a fan favorite sounds wrong, but like what's the
cult favorite?
Cult favorite, yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's got cult appeal to him. And I've been begging for a Booster Gold anything forever. I actually remember when the first Man of Steel came out. They had a reference to the company that Booster Gold works at in the future before he steals the stuff and comes back in time. They had like a billboard that that referenced it. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, they remember Booster Gold exists. And like during the New 52, like Booster Gold, like that was one of their weird things. It's like he was all over the place. He was showing up in other people's storylines. He was in charge of the International Justice League. He was Booster Gold was like someone that they wanted you to think about. Then New 52 fucking crashed and burned hard.
But what if he was selling street food out of his ass?
But it's just like, I can't imagine a world where someone I so personally dislike becomes the front runner for a character that I exclusively like.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Come the fuck on.
Now you know how all our Captain America heads feel when they bring in a basketball guy to do
it. Yeah, because I don't know what Nexus Point News is, but because it could just very well just be one of these places that you just get hits because you make a
fake story.
Like a fake story like this.
Or you say, you know, would be interesting, this guy, and then you just call it a rumor.
But I could totally see them doing that. No. I could totally see it because he already got ripped for
that's why
Eternals
I believe
or
it.
Whatever. Yeah.
That is why I believe it. It is not uncommon nowadays to change like the ethnicity of a hero.
Yeah.
That whose ethnicity has very little relevance to their identity as a character. And so I can easily see someone, because the interesting, I think Booster Gold is an interesting hero because his backstory and the idea of who he is way more interesting. I guess it's a cool idea. He's basically like a guy in the future who's a fucking nobody. He literally lives in the future where like technology and superpowers are indistinguishable from each other. So he steals some stuff that by our standards today would make him look like it's crazy that he can fly around and shoot these things, and he's got shields to protect himself from bullets and shit. And he goes back in time, and he's like, now people will think I'm cool and I'm a hero. And he thinks it's just as simply as easy as like, look at me, I'm wearing a costume. And he realizes he has to kind of work harder for that. And he's kind of full of himself. And they've done a couple iterations of him, but it's a very interesting idea for a character. And I think Booster Gold's cool. I've always liked the character. It's one of the few DC comics where I like ongoing read a lot of them. And so it's like, I could easily see them just like, kind of like Joel from The Walking Dead. They made him fucking, yes, it's a white passing Mexican guy.
I'm trying to remember. Which character is this?
Joel from, I'm sorry, not The Walking Dead. Last of Us, I'm sorry.
Oh, Joel from Pedro Pascal. Yeah,
Pedro
okay.
played him because nothing about Joel needs to be an old white guy. It doesn't need to be. So they cast a guy that actually looking at him, you're like, cool. If Joel wasn't...
He still just looks like an old white guy, though.
We cast a Mexican that looks like an old white guy.
I'm saying it's
but
a
white... I get what you're saying.
But like, they...
Yeah, you know, old, although, is he Southern? Is he just like an old Southern farmer guy? Kind of? Like an old Southern farmer? Well, maybe he's not necessarily a farmer, but an old Southern guy would just be some old Mexican guy.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
But there's nothing about Booster Gold that needs him to be white. Nothing about it other than he was created back when he was created. Like, he could easily be so many other things. But then it's just like, but why Kumail? Because then I look at him and go like, fuck, dude. If Hollywood's going to try and be like, let's take this, let's try and Guardians of the Galaxy a character app. Let's take a character you've never heard of, that no one knows anything about, and try and make him a name, try and make him a character. You take a celebrity that people know that
everyone thought is going to be Glenn Powell, but he's too big for that now.
Glenn Powell would be so fucking perfect. That's the annoying thing is Glenn Powell would be so good.
Yeah, I think he said something about how he doesn't want to do a superhero
he
movie
did.
Too.
And he said he purposely doesn't want to do anything in the new DC. Uh-huh. And it's like, fuck, dude. Because like his character, Hangman in...
In
Talkin' Maverick is just Booster Gold, bro. It just, he's all, that's why he'd be perfect, because he looks like him and basically already played a lot of the character when he was Hangman in fucking Maverick. So it'd be so perfect, but it's like you look at it and go, dude, if you told me this was true, I'd believe it immediately because it looks exactly like what they're going to do. And so I instantly buy that this rumor isn't just some fake ass rumor.
Yeah.
It's just like, come the fuck on. Why damn it? Why have I been begging for Booster Gold since like I'm watching fucking Smallville in high school, bro. And I'm like, give me fucking Booster Gold. And everyone's like, who the fuck is Booster Gold?
You fucking Booster Gold guy. Yeah.
I've been a Booster Gold guy forever.
You're a Blue Beetle guy. And they already asked, fuck that in the ass.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. Booster Gold, I'm a Blue Beetle guy because him and Booster Gold are always teaming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like come the fuck on, dude. give me my booster gold, but don't finally give it to me and be like, yeah, you. Yeah, it's monkey's paw.
Kumalian, yeah.
I'm getting a fucking monkey's paw booster gold by getting goddamn Kumalian.
Monkey's paw, is that the name of the new Captain America?
Jeff, by the way, Jeff did a fucking swoosh. I'm taking a shot in basketball and then a bomb noise.
Because, supposedly Danny McBride's writing this show, too, or him and another writer from Righteous Gemstones. That'd be dope.
That makes a ton of sense. Like, if you told me, I wouldn't like it. Like, if you told me, you know how Seth Rogen wrote the Ninja Turtles thing, and you're like, I don't personally like Seth Rogen, but I guess it makes sense. He's someone who's, he knows how to write.
Yeah, that movie rocks.
And he has a sense of humor, and so that means he can probably write something with a sense of humor that's good. I don't like him, but he's not a terrible choice. Danny McBride, again, another funny guy who clearly knows how to write. How many fucking shows is this guy basically just like essentially spearheaded
himself?
Shows
are always so good.
Yeah, they're all. And then also, again, describing who this character is, the tongue-in-cheek nature of a very arrogant, full of himself guy that like thinks it's easy to become a hero by going back in time with fancy technology. You tell me Danny McBride's writing that and you go, oh, he's a fucking perfect choice. He seems like someone who would be able to do that very well.
Yeah.
But no Kumalian. And then the scariest part is, even if the rumor's not true, enough people are talking about it. Executive goes,
preach it into existence.
Goes like, well,
man, Gambino missed out.
And James Gunn is like always online. He'll see all the... he'll see all the further and excitement.
Here's the thing. It at least gets him a meeting or it at least gets people going, is this a good idea? Somebody call his agent. See what his schedule is. Do we have his play? Like they start asking the questions, right? And it's like, no, fuck you. No. Like Glenn Powell, you son of a bitch. You'll be in fucking Twisters, but you won't be in a superhero movie. Get over yourself. Be Booster Gold, you dick.
Well, and Booster Gold, more like use some Old Spice. This guy's stinky.
Well,
we got a Guardians of the Galaxy, this unknown character. We got to get some guy everybody hates.
Well, here's the thing. I hope it
far and wide.
I hope
Kumalian in his box offers poison. Also, I am gay.
Oh, shit. I'm
you
stuck
it from a gay guy.
I'm stuck in that awful thing where it's like, I want Booster Gold, but then if it's Kumail, I want it to go Eternals and Inhumans instead. But then that poisons Booster Gold forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because, dude, think about it. Think about...
Because it's going to be a HBO show, it looks like. True. So it's not going to be as high pressure.
True, but...
But you're right. If it's a flop, then they're like, oh, no one cares about this character. Well,
and, dude, like, you look at all of the stuff that, like, Marvel, in its long period of time, you wouldn't call them a kingmaker with, like, obscure characters, but you look at Guardians, and at the very least, once Guardians became big, everyone realized, oh, shit.
We can try this. We can open up to other characters.
And he still has never gotten a fucking, like, hint of anything. He's never shown up in as a side character that didn't go anywhere. He's never been like in an after credits scene. They never gave him anything. He didn't show up in a fucking TV show. Like they've never given this motherfucker anything. And again, even after in a world where Guardians got popular and they realized they can kind of dig deeper. And it's like, if it doesn't do well, it's gone for fucking ever, dude. It's gone. In my lifetime, I ain't seen a fucking good Booster Gold again. Like, this ain't Spider-Man. This ain't, like, Batman, where it's like, no.
More Batman movies.
The second a bad one happens, 2 years later, and there's another one, it doesn't matter. It's an infinite cycle. If I get a bad Booster Gold, so then I'm like, well, shit. Do I cheer for finally getting him, but getting the worst possible guy to play him? Or do I hope for Inhumans Eternal Poison?
Who knows? He could
Eternal
surprise
poison?
You. You might come out on the other side and
isn't
you'll be
that
like,
worse? Is that like a
and you'll
third?
Be like, man,
then you like him now?
Kumail wasn't bad. Always the worst.
That's true. You know what? That's true. But he's the worst now. And I don't want to like him when he's the worst.
I mean, but even if they cast him, you'll always have Gen Z boss in a mini. Gen Z boss in a mini. I don't know if people have seen this video.
Yeah, I haven't seen it other than when you sent it to me.
I sent it to the group, and I've been singing this.
I don't know how this would, like, missed the round.
I think it's maybe just, well, I guess 18 million views. Maybe it's not just blowing up. Okay. But this, I don't know if people out there have been seeing this or not. But
was I making this joke earlier in the show, or was that during Reacher?
I think that was during Reacher, actually. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I couldn't remember.
I don't know if people have seen this, but it's just ultimate fucking girl boss project managers. You always, like, social media is full of project manager girl bosses that have email jobs that don't do anything.
Yeah, they have fibromyalgia. They can't leave their house. Or they have long COVID, which is what everyone that had fibromyalgia now has.
But there's some sort of dance chant thing they do, and it gets, like, at first it's the worst thing you've ever seen. I guess, like, most things on Jim and Them, it's, like, the worst thing you've ever seen, and then, like, an hour later,
you
like,
love it.
It's just you're saying it to yourself, and it's the best thing you we're making you've ever seen.
You're on Twitter retweeting memes about it.
What Gen one? Z boss and a mini. Gen Z boss and a mini. Itty bitty titties and a bob.
Itty bitty titties and a bob.
Now, for people on the podcast, the things they are saying describe like the acting, person dancing.
She has a mini skirt on, and she's a Gen Z boss.
Yeah, and this is an Asian girl with who's in the itty bitty titty committee,
and she has a bob.
And she has a bob.
5'3" and an attitude. 5'3" and an attitude. Secret product in a trench.
Secret product in the trench.
You need Frank Green and a sneaky lane.
Now, I didn't even know Frank Green is apparently also a bottle. Or like
I don't
like
know
the
what
Stanley
any of these meant.
Okay,
or a cup.
New Frank Green.
I didn't realize. That's similar to, like, you know, that we discovered the Stanley Cups a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I guess people must be off that at this point because Green is also, it's an organic cup, though, or something.
What's a sneaky link?
A sneaky link, that's what? That's got to be like a side piece or something, right?
Your sneaky link's the man you cheat on your husband with.
But then what's secret product in a trench?
I think that's the company that they... I think they work at a company, so she has the secret product.
Yeah. Oh, so she has no defining personality, and so they just like thrust...
Except the trench and a secret product.
So they thrust something on her.
She has no defining personality like Bob's.
New Frank Green and a sneaky link. New Frank Green and a sneaky link. Fake tan hands and a hoop. Fake tan hands and a hoop.
Fake tan hands.
And a hoop.
And a hoop. Wait, what hoop did she have? Like
she hoop earrings. Yeah.
Oh, but just a hoop? Or did she have two hoop earrings?
Wait, she doesn't even look like she has
it
hoops.
It phonetically fits better.
Fake tan hands and a hoop.
She doesn't even have hoops.
I think Gen Z boss in a mini is clear winner.
Boss in a mini. Gen Z boss in a mini. Itty bitty titties and a
bob. Oh, my God. Just listen to it in your head constantly. And actually, before the show started... I think I saw there was a new one.
Jim's
someone
exposing
hopped on
his
it.
Soul right now. Oh, no, this is going to be a thing.
Freaking sheets and a calculator. Freaking the sheets and a calculator.
Freaking the sheets and a calculator.
It must be some sort of product, right? Because she's holding it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's some sort of
be.
Like pre-workout for sex.
Yeah.
Freaking the sheets and a calculator. Freaking the sheets and a calculator. Ralph Green's back in the lane.
They make sweatshirts, too?
Ralph Green sweat.
He makes everything.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was Ralph Green also the mug?
I thought so.
Or the cup?
I don't know. Unless that guy's named Ralph.
Yeah.
That guy might just be named Ralph and wearing a sweatshirt. Ralph Green in a sweatshirt.
Ralph Green sweat in a mug. Simpson waist in a blowy. Simpson waist in a blowy. Scrunchy on the wrist in a cunny. Scrunchy on the wrist and a
Connie. Oh, I like that one.
We're calling Converse Connies?
That's, well, again, phonetics.
Scrunchy on the wrist and a Connie.
And a Connie. That's my favorite one.
And a TBH
match
and a
jerk. What the hell was
jerf?
That?
What's a jerf?
TBH
he's sitting to my left. He's right here.
And a jerf.
A jerf. It's
my gird. It's jerf.
My gird. I'm sitting next to a jerf.
Yeah, what is a jerf?
DJERF.
What is she pointing at?
Play it again.
I think that's the shirt, maybe?
Or is it the jacket? The pants?
Maybe it's the
jacket. Or is it...
TBH match and a jerf. TBH match and a jerf.
Or is it the quotes are fucking up?
Maybe they're saying jacket, but they're just trying to fit it
Wait,
in.
Wait, hold on. Jerf Avenue. Is it Swedish? It's some Swedish shit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Some Swedish clothing. Okay.
Chad is saying Jerf the Slurb.
Jerf the Slurb. Jerf Avenue.
It's like those backpacks that you can't pronounce that are super expensive. People love those backpacks.
Lounge
there's
fly?
There's a Swedish... backpack with like a dragon on it.
This is ethically produced merch from in Portugal or clothing in Portugal, Sweden, and Italy. Jerf Avenue.
I'm jerfing off right now just thinking about ethics.
Yeah, what was the cup again?
Itty bitty titties and a ball. 5'3" and an attitude. 5'3" and an attitude. Secret product in the trench. Secret product in the trench. New Frank Green.
Oh, Frank Green. Yeah, okay. New Frank Green and a sneaky link.
So his brother makes sweatshirts, huh?
Someone quoted this video and there was like the HR team an hour before laying off people.
No, that feels about right.
Yeah. They're all just dancing around doing bullshit.
Yeah, no, that's
fucking wasting money.
Well, that's 100% what happens.
Well, the typical white male worried about what a woman-owned company does with their time, making skincare. It doesn't matter to you men.
That's true.
You mad?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Frank Greens. Premium, stylish, and functional, beautifully designed, sustainable solutions you'll use again and again. I mean, I know this has been talked about to death, but like, what is it with white women and being hydrated? I mean, I guess I carry a bottle of water everywhere, but I don't need a fucking goddamn, well, I guess we found out they have these bottles, but then it's not just water in there. It's all this fucking bullshit as well.
Yes. Dude, one of my friends, every time I'm in her car, it's 900 fucking water bottles. Like, not like...
But like not plastic ones or no, like these ones? Yeah, okay.
Like, it's an...
Like a Frank Green and a Sneaky Link, maybe?
Yes, it's a never-ending supply.
You're the Sneaky Link.
It's a fucking... It is an ever-growing and never-ending supply of them. It's definitely a thing. It's definitely a thing.
It's weird.
Back in the trench. New Frank Green
I can't
and Sneaky
stop
Link.
Listening to this.
New Frank Green and Sneaky Link. Fight down.
I can't stop listening to this, and I can't stop listening to the boom rap from the Costco guys. You know the Costco father and son?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, there's the boom rap, and then there's also the Costco father and son do a duet with the Smith, not Smiths.
The Sam's Club.
The Sam's
Indian
Club.
Guys.
Yes, the Sam's Club guys.
Here's the thing. I'm sure this is fine. I already hate it.
No, it's not fine at all.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's terrible.
Good. Okay,
no, you're right.
It's the type of shit I hate is I don't like, even if it's wholesome and innocent.
No,
you got to show them where Costco guys
I don't
guys
like
first.
Families that are like,
Well, I barely know where Costco guys.
Let's
I
be
know
on
this.
Social media together. That drives me fucking crazy.
You got to support this. These are the biggest Italians out right now.
I'm not Italian. I do love Italians.
I'm not talking to you, Mike. I'm talking to Jim. This is they're bleeding.
Jim's sub-Saharan African.
That's true.
Okay.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we had to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
We're Costco guys. Of course we work out with the tires.
Why are their eyebrows so perfect?
Yeah, it's weird.
We're Costco guys. What the heck is this thing?
We're Costco guys. Of course we look at every TV every in the TV. Place every time we come in.
See, I think this shit's embarrassing.
Of course we get the sample even though we bought the thing the last
I
three times
cool.
we were here.
We're Costco.
You don't think this is endearing and sweet?
Think they have fluoride stare?
If I thought the dad was doing it for the kid because kids love social media these days, like to them, like, I'll grow up and be a YouTuber. If I thought for 1 second that's the only reason this existed, I'd be fine with it. But I know that it annoys me when adults care about that shit in the same way that young people do.
Well,
it drives me nuts.
Now,
and so I think that this dad cares about this internet popularity way more than the kid does. And if you asked him, he'd tell you that it's just, it's how I bond with Mike. Fuck you. It's not how you bond with your kid, you fucking liar.
Well,
he wants it and he needs it. And if he didn't have it, he'd be fucking worse.
Shelf-safe milk in a mini. Shelf-safe milk in a mini.
Chicken, bacon, a cookie. Chicken, bacon, a cookie. Boom. Well, now you're kind of getting... Well, this is off topic, but we'll have to watch the rap first.
Sure.
But now you're talking about almost, although I guess I would argue for this, there's a channel I watch that has like no subscribers. That's a dad and his son, Jackula's Castle. But I watch it unironically.
See?
Because it's just a dude hanging out with his son, and they go shopping for Halloween decorations, and they're remodeling a hearse.
Sounds dumb. I'd be instantly more on board with that. Now, if I watched it and it seemed like they really fucking wanted like a following or whatever, maybe it would still annoy me or something. I know I have these hangups.
I'm sure they want a following, but I don't...
Yeah.
They're not
The chat's turning on Mike. It's crazy.
That's fine.
Right
That's fine. I understand. It's just... But as a person who's not, like, on the internet posting TikToks and videos and shit. It's clearly not a thing I do and I I like. But then I mean, also I've been really around a bunch of teens and I know that they, it's super important to them. So it fucking annoys me when adults try to engage in that shit. And it's like, oh, again, we are theme park guys. You know what I don't like? Theme park influencers.
We're theme park guys.
We're theme park guys. Of course we get up for rope drop.
Rope drop
in a Mickey coffee.
That's the worst thing.
Rope drop there till fireworks. Rope drop there till fireworks.
Okay. That's the worst thing about my fucking algorithm. Yeah. Don't whip Ben in some new ears.
Don't whip Ben in some new ears.
I hate that my algorithm shows me that shit all the time. Mm. Is like a 46-year-old woman that's like, here's a part of the park you didn't know about. And it's her fucking pointing her phone at herself, talking. It's like, yeah. Go to the fucking park and enjoy yourself. Why are you filming a video about a place that no one... Like, if you want to do that, make a YouTube video about, here's a bunch of Disney trivia. That's different. Like, I don't know.
I just watched the plus-size park hoppers to find out which restaurant has chairs I can sit in. Have you guys seen these guys?
I haven't seen that, but I've seen the guy that tests the... He tests the seats.
Yeah.
But he's a little annoying because he does the test seat and it doesn't fit. And then he waits in line and he goes in there and makes an employee. Like, then he goes and sits in the actual, like, seat and it doesn't fit. And the employee has to be like, sorry, you can't ride it. Like, I don't know why he does that.
That's good.
He does a video where he's like, all right, I'm in the test seat. It says I can't get on, but... I'm going to go test the real seat.
I'm going to shame myself anyway.
And people are always like, oh, thank you so much for doing it. And it's like,
no.
But dude, you're kind of putting, like, I'm sure it sucks as an employee to be like, yeah, sorry, you don't fit. Yeah. Like,
actually, it's probably your best part of your day.
That's true.
It was me working at Disney. But also, the end of that video is just that guy falling out of seat. And remember the teen that fell out of the drop seat that just hit the ground at 80 miles an hour?
But this video is a good example.
I'm not like, I don't hate the Costco guys, but I'm also I like goofing on them. I feel like they're definitely kind of a little weird and cringe.
Yeah, if this was just a kid, it's a kid. This is what kids do. Yeah. Kids like this shit. They want to make memes. They want to make videos. They see a trend. They want to do their version. Remember when the Harlem Shake was a thing and people were like, when are you guys going to do your Harlem Shake video? Back then, I was like, why the fuck would we do that? Mm. Why would we do that? We were in our 20s at that point, I think. Yeah. Like, I've never liked that. So when you see like a grown ass man, again, now if he is like, this is the thing I do with my kid, you don't need to become a branded Instagram fucking family to do that. You just do it. You make dumb videos for your little kid.
No, you
right?
Get that bang.
Get that bang.
Of course we cool off in the milk fridge.
We're Costco guys. I'm still eating my chicken bake.
Yes.
We're Costco guys. Of course we throw paper towels. We're Costco guys. Of course we need 13 and a half pounds of meat.
I think this was their original, though. This was before they blew up, so they were just doing this for fun.
Oh, so the thing I said I hate it even more is now all our videos are we're the Costco guys.
They
just
blew
just
up.
One video.
Boom.
And, yeah, and we get the boom.
We bring the boom. That's what we do.
We bring the boom.
To you. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom.
This is a banger.
Your favorite father and son.
Every afternoon on your FYP.
Yeah. We'll be bringing the boom around the corner.
On your FYP,
we
bring
bitch.
The boom so loud the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies.
And chicken bake. Biceps and triceps. Bring the boom that everybody deserves.
And we call him Big Justice because that's
oh, that, I was going to say, what's his name? It's Big Justice.
Big
Justice. I couldn't remember.
We bring the happiness and laughter when we enter the room. And we're changing up the world with a boom or doom.
We bring the boom. That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to everyone.
I like this.
Your favorite
they even bring, they bring in their mother and sister.
How long is this?
Yeah.
Big Justice brings the boom and puts it over the wall.
Yeah.
When you're
shit.
Even the sister and the mother bring the boom, Mike.
I think this is fucking embarrassing.
But it's also, you got to get sweet, that bag. Though.
I think.
How are you? You're like, oh, Hawk Tua girl. Good for her. She's getting that bag. But then bringing the boom isn't getting the bag.
I think an old man with a TikTok account uploading songs and skits is fucking embarrassing.
Big Justice is like 12. I think calling him an old man.
I think that's fucking lame.
This is good for Big Justice.
Two beautiful eyed boys just have a dream and a that's chicken bake. Because it feels like a soft launch for them. It's like a soft launch for the Costco girls, which I have no interest in.
It definitely feels like it's a backdoor pilot for the Costco girls.
That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. We bring the
this
boom
is on Spotify, too, if you want to listen.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your favorite father and son. We bring the boom.
They are my favorite father and son. Jacqueline and his dad are my favorite father.
I miss when social media was finding out on Facebook who in high school got fat and making jokes on Twitter. That's what I liked when that was social media. So that's why I have the opinion that I think that an old man posting TikTok skits is fucking lame.
He's bonding with his son.
No, but that's not why he's doing it.
Is this the
edit? If that's why he was doing it, they...
No, this is just, the edit with the Sam's Club guys.
Yeah, that's not what this is. Yeah. Again, if I thought for a second that's what this was, I wouldn't have launched into a fucking rant. But I don't believe for a second that that's what he's doing. I think that it is, the dad is like, again, I mean, people want attention. People love attention. I'm not saying I've never wanted attention, but that's why you make a joke on Twitter, and if it gets likes, you're like, hey, I'm feeling good about myself. I have decided to draw the line and not being a fucking TikTok dad making fucking skits.
I think
I think it's lame.
The problem is that Big Justice.
This is the guy who hit Mike with their car.
Big Justice is already from like that first original video we watched to now. It already feels like he's getting too old. Like it already
he's a
feels
Stranger
like
Things kid.
Yeah, like his voice is gonna drop really soon. It's like almost too late.
11 was a child, and now she's like a married woman.
We're Costco guys. We got the chicken bake. Sam's Club guys. What do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys. We have cool
it's
ices.
So funny. Sam's Club sucks so much ass, too. Every time they do a comparison, it's like, we got sliced fruit.
Chocolate cookie. Hey, Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys. We have these pizza pretzels. Hey, Costco guys, what do you got?
We're Costco guys. We got 25 pounds of meat.
Dude, it's like
it's just the same shit.
I was going to say, it's always the same shit. It's like, we got the huge meat. We got the cookie. We got chicken bake.
We got double jugs of orange juice. What do you got? We're throwing paper towels. Like, fuck you. You fucking hacks.
I've yet to see one of them eat the $1.59 hot dog.
Hell yeah, Ads Johnston. We're Wawa guys.
Yeah.
We're Wawa guys.
But you know what I'm not
going to
do?
I'm
not going to make a fucking TikTok account where I sit and fucking embarrassingly record myself doing skits in public about how much I love Wawa.
Hours of podcasting.
Small mac and cheese and a gobbler. Small mac and cheese and a gobbler.
Oh, and I'm the guy at the Wawa. I'm, none of that. None of that.
Breakfast for a burrito and a shorty. Breakfast for a burrito and a shorty.
I'm going to fuck it up. I'm the guy at Wawa again.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck it up.
Chicken fingers, what's that?
Hey, Sam's Club, guys. What do you got?
We're Sam's Club, guys. We have a 25-pound bag of long-grain, water-polished, enriched rice. Hey, Costco, guys.
What do you got?
We're Costco, guys. We got the Pirate Booty Cheddar Blast. Sam's Club, guys. What do you got?
We're Sam's Club, guys. We have Doritos Baja Fire.
We got the Doritos Baja Blast.
We're Costco, guys. We got
it's like
Kings
that Palestine video where it's like, oh, yeah, great. I'm going to blow up India.
Well, now they're just listing food
you can get anywhere. And this goes on for another minute 45.
What do you got? I've got Diet Sprite. What do you got? Yeah. I've got Arrowhead water, 12 packs.
Dude, it really
is. What do
is.
You got? I've got bananas. They're 27 cents a pound.
A big bag of rice.
I watched the whole thing. I expected it to twist at some point, but not really. They just list products. And what I was thinking of, too, is if you work at that Costco, you're like, oh, the Costco guys are back.
It's one of the things where I've mentioned that I'm really glad that when I'm at a theme park, I don't notice people doing the things that when I'm then on Instagram, I am deluged with videos of people filming these things.
Yeah. Well, we're theme park vloggers.
No.
Yeah, we are.
We take a video of our vacation.
Yeah.
That's why that girl at fucking Horror Nights was a dumb bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a difference. Mm. But like,
I don't. Oh, that girl was
you.
You're
the girl.
Yeah, you're the girl.
We're Costco guys.
Yeah, we're coming up to the RIP. Yeah, we're Costco guys coming up to our RP tour, and you're the girl.
Look at here's the piece of shit.
We don't like YouTube.
Yeah. We're filming everything.
I know, but yet I'm not saying. That's why I've been saying.
Yeah.
This is. I've drawn a line. There is a line to be drawn. I think this is fucking lame.
Arbitrary.
And I'm glad when I'm at theme parks, I don't notice it.
I draw
because
a
if
line.
I saw it all the time, it'd be annoying. Because I do see these
I
things.
I draw a line.
When you're at like fucking, when you're in public or you're walking down the street and you just see people like filming shit with their phones and you know it's just like, oh, this is a fucking like TikTok video or something.
Gen Z boss.
That's us at the casino though, too.
Kind of, and film, it's sort of embarrassing.
I ate a
I've always
chicken
been sort of embarrassed about today.
Welcome to 2024, baby.
Yeah.
This is where we film and we do this.
Giant sweet roll twin pack.
What do you got?
Two rolls. Hey, Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys.
We
have these
brioche.
24-pack brioche slider buns. Hey, Costco
Fuck
guys.
Fuck off. That's
what do
not
you
Hawaiian
got?
Rolls.
We're Costco guys. We got the fruit thief.
They got the fruit
thief. 180 feet of fruit fun. Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys.
We got the fruit slices.
We got strawberries that are 100% strawberries. Costco guys, what do you got?
We're Costco guys. We got jumbo.
All right, it goes on and
Dude,
on.
No,
and
finish
on.
It.
This shouldn't
yeah,
be.
You know
no.
What? Let's finish
this
it.
This is 2.5 minutes.
There's
of
a minute
dog
and a half
shit.
Left.
I'm this is it. Dog. This is garbage.
What are they
assorted
have?
Twitch bellows. Hey, Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys. We got these really cute pool buddies. Hey, Costco guys, what do you got?
We're Costco guys. We got this stuffy Bahama wood sling beach chair. Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We
We're
also
Sam's
have
Club
very
guys.
Good chairs.
We have sick Baltimore Ravens chairs. Costco guys, what do you got?
We're Costco guys. We got this woven patio swing with canopy. Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys. We have these amazing, affordable gazebos, great for your backyard. Hey, Costco guys, what do you got?
We're Costco guys. We got a milk fridge. Hey, Sam's Club guys, what do you got?
We're Sam's Club guys. We have this four-burner gas griddle, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Now they're not
hey,
even
Costco guys.
Comparable.
What do you got?
Yeah, they're just salespeople.
Yeah. Are they being Club paid guys. For this?
They must be.
Like,
at a certain point, like probably initially they weren't, but I'm sure at this point they're big enough that Costco's reached out, maybe not paid them, but given them some free shit, yeah. Giving them some swag,
that's like,
whatever
like,
the fuck.
Like, there's a difference between me being like, yeah, I'm at Disneyland, Dole Whips and Churros.
Yeah, but
if I was
be
like,
the dream of Disney.
I'm a Disneyland guy. Oh, well, I've got a bottle of water.
Yeah,
I've got a Coca-Cola. I've got a... Fucking pretzel. Like, those are not things that
but
are
But if Disney
specific.
Was just handing you shit and being like, hey, keep talking about the stuff you have.
But I've got an apple and a banana. Like, that's, so it's nothing to do with where I'm at. They're just listing things now. Mm-hmm. Just anything. Like, at least it started off with, like, the things that are
yeah,
iconic to the location.
Yeah, but now
this
they're
is
just
nonsense.
Shit.
What do you got?
Well, where's Sam's Club, guys?
Let's
we have
juice
orange juice.
Juice
that's squeezed fresh.
Well, I made this joke
Costco
earlier.
Guys, what do you got?
That it was just
We're
orange
Costco
juice.
Guys. We got the Star Wars Oreo cookies. Are you on the dark side or the light side of the Force? Hey, Sam's Club, guys.
On the dark
what do you
side
got?
Where's
the...
Sam's Club, guys? We got this 16 flavor hot
oh,
sauce.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
We should
Costco
go to
guys.
Sam's Club.
What you got?
We're Costco, guys. We got all the Nutella we can handle. Costco gets a big.
Sam's Club gets a big.
Boom.
Here's the thing.
It's, Boom!
It's not just lame. It's also fucking retarded.
We bring the boom.
Catch up or get run over, Mike. Yeah. This has changed. You're the guy
the
horse
future.
And carriage.
No,
I'm driving around on a buggy.
I'm on my show talking about it because it was presented to me. I didn't like... I'm not like out in the world being like, stop liking this thing, guy. Hey, everybody, listen to the thing I hate. I just don't engage with it because it's fucking stupid.
You are just jealous you can't get into a Sam's Club.
Exactly.
Hey, Park Girl, what do you got?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, wait, I got to take it back a little further.
Boom!
I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Actually, you gotta edit that into the boom part of that last video.
We bring the... That's what we do.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm not saying that like I don't hate a thing, but I'm not like I'm not like the guy on Twitter, like in people's at replies being like, why do you like that movie? Like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Everyone dislikes things.
I'm on Facebook saying I'm going to kill myself if Booster Gold is black.
I did that one thing, and it was about something very important to me.
Well, I got banned off Twitter because I said I was gay, and I was going to fuck Childish Gambino, and I'm gay, and I'm one of your fans. I want to have sex with you. And they immediately banned me.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, like, people that like this are stupid. I'm Spider-Man. Saying this is the type of stuff that I just can't do. Like, I don't like... it's embarrassing to me. It's just fucking,
Johnson,
it's
we're something... Star Cruiser guys. We got Blue Milk.
I expect people to
we're
grow
Star
out
Cruiser
of it.
Guys.
If you've listened to the show, you know that Green Milk is the superior milk.
We're Star Cruiser guys. Ooh, we're the only ones that have gone on the Star Cruiser that didn't complain about it.
Yeah, Dracula's Castle is the channel I follow. They have 6,000. I guess they have some subscribers, but they don't have many.
Sure.
They have 6,000 subscribers. I watch all their
shit. He named himself Dracula.
Well, his name's Jackson. Mm-hmm. But it is mostly the dad doing the video. You could tell it's just like the kids kind of along for the ride.
Oh, then maybe I don't like it. Because I thought you said that it was like it's clear that like the kid wanted to make YouTube videos.
Well, I think he does
want to
do
him.
It, but the dad takes fucking point and basically holds it down for him.
Because like I knew a guy who's...
This is clearly a thing they just do together. They would be doing this even if they weren't filming though.
Because I knew a guy at work who made a YouTube channel for his son because his son was like, I love these YouTube videos. I want to make YouTube videos. So he like helped him do it and he didn't tell anybody about it and he didn't post on social media about it. He just like was like helping his
what
kid
a loser.
Do it.
Why is he not posting on social media about it?
We got his bands up. This guy got no money.
And so like that's like that is you doing it for your kid.
We bring Where the goons. We bring the goons to you.
Yeah, because no, but this dude just has a ton of shit. Like this guy, because I watch his like he does unboxings on like Haunted Mansion shit.
Hey guys, like, look, welcome back to Dracula.
Whoa,
guys.
Holy shit!
Like, they were here with the two.
Yeah, they got the new Frankenstein that came out this year. They got the Madame Leota gravestone.
Yeah,
they got the fucking the knight here. They got the other gravestones.
Hold on, we gotta drop the shutters again. It's the Purge. Everyone's trying to kill us for all the money we waste.
But yeah, no, I watch Dracula.
Does he have a model of an A-wing? Or no, is that the Razor Crest? The Mandalorian's
that's Frankenstein
ship next to Dracula.
It's
at
a
the
monster.
Top. It's a sand barge, and then it's either the Mandalorian ship or it's an A-wing at a weird angle. I can't tell.
Yeah. That's the snowspeeder, isn't it?
I think it's actually the more I look at it, I think it's the Mandalorian ship.
Yeah, no, they have a ton of stuff.
Razor Crest, is that what it's called? The Razor Crest?
Yeah.
It's monster. He's called the monster.
Haunted Mansion graveyard, minus the caretaker that I'm too lazy to get out. I thought about it.
He has the caretaker.
So cool to see it all set up.
Yeah, they get all the. I don't know what the fuck they do with all their animatronics that they have. They have all the animatronics. They have the giant fucking skeleton, the 15-foot Home Depot skeleton.
Oh, look, he's got Jack Sparrow behind the Frankenstein.
I didn't even see that. Why is he, is he covered in something? I can't really see.
I think maybe the lighting is weird. Yeah.
But anyways, I don't even want to play too much because I don't want you to ruin something that I enjoy.
No.
That seems fucking gay.
You should. I brought it up. Remember when I brought up how much I liked... Green Lantern, and then Phil Bates got super into Green Lantern, and it made me like Green Lantern less.
Just because he liked it?
No.
Or was he shitting on it?
He got super into it, and it became his identity, and it made it feel less special to me. But it was like specific things that I liked, and I was just like, oh, you know what? It's not his fault. I shared something, and someone else got into it, and it made it feel less like a thing that was mine.
Well, I think
Kevin Smith brought that up back in the day. Remember when he used to talk about on the Smodcast, like how he's like, I regret talking how much I like about hockey when I got super into it, because then it became this public thing that I shared with the public instead of just my own interest, and it didn't feel like it was mine anymore. It's one of those types of things.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
And it wasn't Phil's bait. I only bring it up because I know that he's not the type of person that would hear that and be like, what the fuck? It wasn't his fault, and it was my own dumb fault for like being like, there's this thing and this thing and this thing. And I presented something to him that he then got into. I ruined it for myself.
Well, don't be mad at me, but I've been getting really into gay-ass shit. So... I'm not trying to ruin it for you.
I'm getting really into getting fucked by guys.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, he does like unboxings of like mystery things, you know. It's just Dracula and his dad. I have to wonder what the mom in this picture is like. Jesus, buying more shit.
She's so huge. She's
buying buying more trinkets, yeah. I see.
Unfuckable. He's like, I gotta get more animatronics. He's like, lay with me.
Because
they're like calling up Costco and shit in June asking if their Halloween stuff's out.
Oh, wow.
That's I went to Joanne's because Joanne's is Halloween stuff out. I only knew they had it out because Dracula showed me.
Okay.
But they have tons of Halloween shit out.
I think you're right for not being like, hey, I don't need to share this. Like, when I'm coming up with my endorsements at the end of the episode, sometimes I have to like go like, do I need to do this or can that just be my thing?
That's a bad way to think about stuff.
I just meant
though.
I didn't want to play it and then everyone shit on it.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. let it be the thing that you love. Like, I almost didn't bring up the Savannah Bananas to you guys because I was like, what if they think this sucks?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to see our secret group.
What if they don't like Tall Leon, the world's tallest pitcher? Which, by the way, they rebranded him. They gave him a real name.
Who?
Tall Leon.
Oh, what'd they name him?
I can't remember right now, but they gave him like a real name. His name's not Tall Leon anymore, which I think was funnier than because they just gave him a real name.
What are the Costco guys, what's their official TikTok account?
I bet it's Costco guys.
Yeah, are they just Costco guys? Oh, AJ and Big Justice?
Ooh. I would have swore Big Justice was the dad, but that's the switcheroo.
Yeah. They're at 11 milli.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bacon.
He's sad now.
Wait, they're just doing the same thing but switched?
Is this old?
No, this is their same.
They were Costco's guys backwards.
He's wearing the hat. Yeah, you're right.
He's wearing a tiny shirt.
He's wearing his dad's hat, and yeah, okay.
What did I say about Hawk to a girl? She didn't immediately then show up.
But we don't know that yet. You can't make this judgment on Hawk to a girl until... end of summer at the earliest.
I'm not bringing her up. I'm bringing up my example
of
what people do. They did was they made one video, and now they're like, shit, how do we make that exact same video 10 more
times?
But
that's what I mean.
Because all their fucking videos are the exact same thing over and over and over and over.
But that's why we got to check in on Hawk Tua around September to see if she's still being like...
I'm merely bringing up my example because this is what I was talking about, is if someone goes, oh shit, our video blew up. I guess we'll just make the same video.
Of course we have to try out the furniture.
We're Costco guys. Why the heck would anybody work out with tires?
This is a nice switcheroo.
No,
is this them at Universal? What are they doing at
Universal? We're at Universal Studios, Florida. Of course we got to get a father and son picture near the big globe. We're at Universal Studios, Florida, and we...
I want that shirt so bad, the Acid Watch throwback shirt.
Studios, Florida.
They only had extra larges when I was at
We're at Universal Studios, Florida. Roll out.
We're at Universal Studios, Florida, and the Rip Ride Hollywood Rocket gets a big boom! We're at Universal Studios,
They don't even understand the bit anymore. They're doing the of course
Studios.
I, but except they don't. They've gotten rid of the of course I. Now they're just repeating. I'm at Universal Studios Florida.
They must be
and something.
Well, they're pivoting to giving things a boom, though. I think.
But why are they continuing to say I'm at Universal?
We're at Universal Studios Florida. Of course, we had to get a burger from Richter's Burger Company and give it a boom.
Boom.
We're two of guys.
We're at Universal Studios Florida.
I thought we were the best father and son here.
Now they're encroaching.
We're at Universal Studios, Florida.
Get out of my swamp. We're at Universal Studios, Florida. Why do I feel like I'm levitating? Universal Studios, Florida gets a big boom.
Boom. That's a good thing, though.
Get a big
If you get a boom, that means it's good.
Yeah.
So that actually validates us enjoying Universal.
The genocide in Gaza?
Why? Because
he gets no boom.
Because these two fucking nobodies gave something a boom?
Yes.
And you're like, I'm glad I like this theme park.
Nobodies? I see 25 million people that would say otherwise.
Yeah, 1.3 million followers.
I know I'm crotchety about social media nonsense, but I don't fucking care about it, and I think a lot of it's lame.
Who's grouchy Uncle Romano?
Some other fucking lame
loser. Is that
loser.
Another guy or someone from their family?
It's Grouchy Uncle Romano.
Boom. Grouchy Uncle Domino.
Oh, Domino.
With Grouchy Uncle Domino.
This is kind of good.
The internet.
No, it's Jim. Why do you think that?
Look how much crab is on
Uncle Domino.
Dude.
That's your answer.
Well, pause.
Big AJ yeah. time.
No, I asked Jim why he thought it was good. His answer was because Uncle Domino.
Well, Jim's got a good point because the top comment is G with not grouchy Uncle Domino, which AJ replied, boom.
Jesus Christ.
And also the replies are right. Family. We need them at Jollibee. Yes. Does Jollibee get a boom? Hot dog spaghetti?
I don't always say this about seafood, but I'm saying it here. Meat. All meat. That is the best pink crab legs ever. Say this. It gets a big boom.
That's a big, that's a lot of meat.
I wonder if grouchy Uncle Domino likes it.
Doom.
Ah, he gives it a doom.
I'm going for where all the meat
is. He doesn't explain.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get crab, dude. I haven't had crab in a million years.
Still crab time. There it is.
Crab and butter.
I'm surprised you can eat crab. It's just a big spider.
No, have you had crab though? It's so good.
Remember, I've had seafood twice and you've watched me eat it.
It's like better than shrimp.
Nope. Are you going to have seafood in Tokyo again?
Yeah, crabs.
I don't know. I think I did it already. Mm. I had sushi there and didn't like it. Jeff and Kristen
were
there.
Well, yeah, you had shrimp on the Star Cruiser.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And he hated it.
It felt like a cock. Remember, it felt like a cock in my mouth.
Well, we told our waitress that it tasted like a cock, like a severed cock.
Well, dude,
Upsetting you are.
You know how, like, Jeff, these shrimps were huge. It's like, you know when your dick gets hard and, like, the consistency of what your hard dick filled with blood is? That's what the shrimp was like. It felt like, what if I ate my own dick?
My brain's too rotted from porn. I haven't had a hard-on in a million years. The last time I got a hard-on, it was I saw a girl with a cross eye.
Like, yeah, no, that's what the shrimp reminded me of.
Never mind.
I've had seafood three times, and at least one of you guys have been around every time.
Mm. Well, girls are so hot now, it's better if they have like a cross eye, like a hot girl dancing around, but her eyes all fucked up. You're like, nice.
It's kind of fun when a girl has something wrong with her, but in the right way.
Yeah. Like her brain is three sizes too small.
Jim's over here with a fucking perfect fiance laughing at us, being like, well, we need a fuck girl well,
we
that has something
seen,
wrong with
we
her.
Seen
that, then we can get it.
Jim actually clicks on his hidden TikTok. It's him and Stella like, we're going cruel. We're going bang.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're going bang for Disney. Oh, yeah, you got to do like, what's a bad store? We're going bang
How's
for Winco.
How's this fresh seafood at Doom? This is the stone crab.
Do you think Uncle Domino explains the doom
we
at the end?
We gotta stop bringing grouchy Uncle Domino places. Here we go.
I think he's from another own channel.
Pop a stony sauce.
And they're like, well, what's a thing that's boom but bad?
That gets up.
I love watching
boom!
These wops suck on crap.
Let's see what Domino has to say now.
They're not in season. That's a big doom. Papa's Raw Bar gets a big doom.
This guy, Papa's Robot, gets a boom!
This is some of the freshest seafood I've ever had. Papa's Robot gets a boom!
Mike, are you on board yet?
No, dude.
We're going to watch till you're on board.
you're digging it.
Yeah, what's Uncle... No, Uncle Domino only has 100 followers. He's definitely got to be really with them, right?
He's their real uncle.
That sucks.
And he doesn't even have his gimmick isn't even his TikTok.
You know, I was thinking... You see, I follow a couple people on here, and some of my favorites is this father and son team. They're like family to me. You might know them. They boom and they doom, but they boom a lot more than they doom. And it's just not, you
know. Do they doom?
Come on.
There's no way.
There's a lot more dooms than this.
There's no way they do.
Give me a shot. I'll taste some of this stuff. I didn't get like this for no reason. I know what a boom is, and I know what a doom is.
We're in India eating street food.
Yeah. This guy's really trying to make the doom happen.
Foot water, it gets a big boom.
This wet rice covered in flies gets a big boom.
Meatballs is the best.
Uncooked dough with raw milk gets a boom.
Teen Wolf hit different.
Actually, there could be some other weirdos that Kristen sent me that we haven't watched yet.
Kristen has a pretty good track record of her weirdos.
I think I remember this. Wait, is there audio? Is he muted or? Oh, wait.
Okay.
I'm underwater.
wondering if I ever should have had a daughter.
Okay.
For podcasters, he has a green screen underwater behind him.
He's also probably like late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And he's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, he looks like a classic creep. I give this guy a doom.
Well, let's see what he doesn't think he should have ever had a daughter.
Underwater thinking a daughter.
Underwater thinking a daughter.
A mother, a father. I'd rather just sit here and meditate in this serene state.
Yeah, it just cuts off. End. This is the guy who I thought would be the nut on someone's leg in a fucking Whole Foods guy. You know
what I
mean? I
pictured guys like this.
Yeah. No,
or guys that look like Boogie.
He's just shirtless underwater Boogie. With a hard on. Shirtless underwater with a hard on.
Shirtless underwater with a hard on.
When you say something, you immediately know if it fits.
Yeah, another guy would like.
Well, had a cable show for 20 years, did ya?
Oh. Here's my premiere of Dave's Trio. It's Rio.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
I'm trying to break through.
Let me break through.
Oh, he's got a YouTube channel. Is this like the grown-up N-Man? Is this old man N-Man?
Yes. Yes, it is. I think you're right. I think it is old N-Man.
I wonder what N-Man's up to. Honey,
just talking. Now you move so fine. Let me live. He just filmed some guy.
Yeah, why does he keep showing a Korean K-pop guy?
Because he was there.
The ultimate question, though, is like, is there self-awareness with this, you think? Like, does he kind of like, fuck it, I'm
well, there's
a
this video
weirdo.
A Dave Trio.
It's hard to tell because I think that he likes the effects and that's fun to him. But when you do stuff like this, it makes me feel like you're trying to get someone to be like,
you're like, well, I'll settle with being the creepy, ugly guy that people kind of laugh at.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. If you're just old, out of touch guy who's like posting videos for no one because you found effects that happen on purpose, that's funny. Mm. But this guy is like, that video makes me think that he wants that video to go viral on accident.
Oh my god, yeah. What is this?
I kinda like this one though.
It's like the difference between a B movie and a Sharknado.
Yeah,
you need the weirdness and badness to be earnest, not put on.
That's why I feel like Don Tortillo is like Sharknado.
He's teetering on that. I don't think he started that way, though. But yeah. I think he is definitely starting to go over the edge a bit.
Yeah.
This is the video.
Hello. Okay. I'm trying to break through.
Okay.
To the other side. I'm having a lot of resistance.
Oh.
I gotta keep pushing.
It's because he, like, we're seeing him.
Yeah, he's using the oldest, like, effect on, like, a MacBook.
And in his eyes, the narrative is he's on the other side of the screen.
Yeah,
and that effect is him trying to push through. Okay, I get it now.
Well, we got 3 minutes.
Go.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, just a little bit of me.
There he comes.
I'm getting out of this.
He's being born.
Situation.
He's being birthed to the internet.
It's my imagination.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit too much self-awareness here.
I don't know about that.
Nah.
Keep the glasses off and it'll help.
I think there's some self-awareness here. And I think that ruins it.
Let me get out of here.
Thanks, Mutt Jim.
He's doing it.
I'm doing it. I got you to the other side. This is where I now reside. Let me confide.
It's an original song by him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like, is that him?
It says original sound Dave.
Whoa.
And he's Dave Sweeney.
Monkey ride. Let's glide out of here. And all the despair.
I think this is 9 inch. Yeah,
it's going on for another 2 minutes.
Oh,
now he's the emperor.
I don't know why Kristen told us to watch all this guy's videos.
This is a good shade. This is a nice fade. My face is ultra.
He was going to say rage.
Yeah, more and more I want to keep it clean.
Yeah, the song saying Dave Red?
Maybe.
And pristine.
Wait, when did you put that comment?
Me and Christine.
How did I not notice that?
Yeah, no, I commented on the video. Yeah,
I didn't notice.
I said, way to go, Dave. See if he responds, and I'll be starstruck.
Enough, Dave.
Yeah.
Unless.
I kind of like Dave. I kind of like Dave. I don't want to shit on him too much because I love him. Because I love him too much. Because
I love him.
Oh, this guy was a weirdo, too. I mean, Kristen sends me the most weirdos.
These are all the guys that I thought were coming on people.
Yes, these are the guys you think would be doing the coming.
But they have TikToks.
Hey, ladies, if you like a guy who has hemorrhoids, I'm your man.
Nah, tune again. He knows what he's doing.
He does, but he doesn't. Like, I think he's doing that, but he also, I don't think he full, like, he's doing that, like, haha, yeah, I got hemorrhoids, ladies.
Well,
but I don't think he, I also don't think he realizes the extent of how, like, gross and ugly he is.
Well, third from the right, can we check out my live last night was a nightmare from hell?
Third from the right. This one? All right, yeah, let me watch his 1.8 million views okay. One first.
Hello there, everyone. You know who this is, don't you? I know you know. This is Cool Richie.
Yeah, this is a character to some person.
Because this, well, this is also like a character the Boy Blue would do, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
but
boy,
also,
and we,
but the Boy Blue, there's
thank
a,
you for making my argument for me.
But what I mean is the Boy Blue also has a level of self-awareness he's not aware of. You know what I mean?
Sure, and that's the funny part. I don't know if that exists here.
I think it kind of exists, but you're right. Yeah, I think this guy's teetering. Like, he definitely knows he's leaning into being a gross weirdo.
Yeah.
I just still don't think he quite understands the extent that he has.
Because we're never laughing at, like, Blue's sketches.
No, no.
We're laughing at the stuff he says.
I hope everybody's having a wonderful Memorial Day. I know I am, because I'm Cool Richie.
All right, yeah, what's his nightmare?
Tapping out.
Good afternoon, my Greginator family members. I want to explain to you what happened to me on my live last night. I had people coming on there and making comments, and their username saying, the Greg Hater Club, the Kill Greg Club.
The Kill Greg Club.
Commit suicide, Greg Club. I had people coming on there making comments saying, die, Greg. I'm going
to
kill you, Greg. This will
put an end to that. It's time to put an end to the hate,
Greg.
And address it.
You're a depression fuck, Greg. Let me ask you all my Greginator, true Greginator family members out there.
You know what? Although you say we didn't laugh at Boy Blue's sketches, we did laugh at him drinking the milk.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm thinking? This is Krusty the Clown hair Blue, except this guy.
I don't know.
That's
feel
hard
like
to touch that
perhaps,
level of greatness.
Yeah, perhaps, but that's also, I feel like, a big exception to our, our library of enjoying.
You
got to
thread the needle, for sure.
Like, this guy is an online freak, undeniably.
How would you react?
But I think he knows he's an online freak, and that's what ruins it.
And you had something
Blue
like
was touched by God.
Like it makes me not even want to do a fucking live anymore. It makes me not even want to reach out to anybody and help anybody in this fucking world. Because people are just so fucking fucked up. And sick. In the head and demented. And these kids nowadays.
Who's more aware of what they're doing? This guy or the other guy we just watched, the underwater guy?
Oh, neither.
This guy.
This guy. I think I'd agree with that.
I think the other guy is more in the direction of not being fully aware, but kind of aware.
Well, make a new TikTok as guy who's going to kill Greg and say, keep going, Greg.
A wizard who resurrects Greg after he kills himself, club.
Every time I go in Sprouts, people be looking at me like, who is that? Is that Don Cheadle?
One of the best comments I saw on this. I don't think it's one of the top comments, but someone was like, this is Don Cheeto.
Every time I go in Sprouts, people be looking at me like, Who is that? Is that Don Cheadle?
See, this guy every is time in the grips of a mental episode because there's no emotion on his face.
Mm. Well, and again,
he's not aware that he's making a joke. Someone asked him if he was Don Cheadle. It spun him out for years.
You need to see the rest of the
I was going
to
say he might have more
work,
bits, too. Though.
Yeah. That's when you can tell. You can tell if someone knows what they're doing or not.
I like to go for a walk and stretch my leg on this wall. People be looking at me
this
like...
This guy's not aware.
Who is that? Is that Black Bruce Lee?
Okay, no, okay. It's a bit. Yeah,
like
he's doing a bit.
He's undeniably a weird internet freak, but he knows what he's doing.
I just love this is a genre. I love that because YouTube squashes this genre. I mean, I've talked about this before.
Sure.
But like Google and shit, they don't want these guys to shine anymore.
Well, mm-hmm.
I'm just glad these guys get to shine.
My only exposure to any of this is on the show. This is not something I'm looking for or like engaging in my normal life. This is show only stuff.
This is what I want, I want this in my everyday life.
Before TikTok, the only way we had to see these guys is if Tim Heidecker was taking advantage.
Yeah.
You want it on video?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's
cool.
It looks pretty put together here.
He switched the arm incorrectly.
That's so cute.
I mean, he's Don Cheadle. Of course, he's going to.
He had it right the first time.
Uniqlo.
Just went shopping. Bought my clothes from Uniqlo.
And maybe people be saying, is that over there? Is that a...
Mr. Uniqlo.
Is that a man or a burnt match walking around?
Is that the black Costco guys? Uniqlo gets a boom.
I want to bring the new year in fresh and clean.
You know those creatures in The Little Mermaid that are the poor, unfortunate souls that are like trapped in Ursula's?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like one of them.
Yes.
I'm on my way to go meet
Big Justice
Michelle
looks like
and
Ursula.
Barack Obama because they were so impressed that I learned Chinese here on my day job. They said,
black guy that knows Chinese is dangerous. Potential.
We want to meet with you over dinner and discuss you being the next president of the United States, or better yet, maybe a Chinese ambassador to China.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Chinese is better. Whatever.
I think he's trying to be our boy, but he doesn't know how to do it.
Well, he's mentally unwell, and he thinks he knows what he should do, like what his character should be.
He thinks he's like...
So that's why he's like, who the black Bruce Lee? Because the Don Cheadle video wasn't a joke, and now he's trying to goof. But these people are unwell.
Yeah, he thinks he's doing the Tony Bertolo sketches, but he doesn't know how to do it. So he's just like, the president. Well, I'm over president.
Someone's tagging Nick Mullen and
Adam
Friedland.
Yeah, they're tagging Nick Mullen and Adam Friedland. I guess because he said Chinese.
I've been a red and I bought it.
Holy shit, he's
again.
Got a Chinese daughter. Why is it that hype? Here's my daughter at prom.
Yeah, that was just a still picture.
I am the official small Obama. Obama is my big brother. Don't nobody mess with me.
I like that he is some sort of Chinese Obama's guy because he's...
Obama!
Yeah, does he apparently actually know Chinese?
Obama!
I like to come to my favorite restaurant and eat pho.
Jesus.
People be looking at
Good
me
Lord.
Like...
Good Lord. Jeff, you tried to get away with one.
Is that Barack Obama?
Really tried. I'm not going to just ignore... Good Lord.
I noticed my ball spot was missing from the back of my head when I was taking a photo. So I asked my coworker, I told him, tell the truth. Tell me if my ball spot's still there. He said, oh, it's going away. What'd you use? You get a new girlfriend?
This guy is good.
Yeah, this guy's pretty good.
This guy sucks.
And it's perfect as a Chinese ambassador. This
no bald spot with a girlfriend. No bald spot with a girlfriend. Anyways, you get it. People out there gotta make a living somehow, Mike. And they're out there getting that bag online.
He paid though does not go very far with me.
But he paid though.
This guy's definitely paid.
I guess one quick thing. Although this, I should have talked about this when we were. When we were talking about the nuttings in public.
You saw this.
On it.
What Jim did is he opened the tab on accident, and then I watched him drag the timeline. And I'm like, oh, he saw it and he reminded himself, and now he's got to play it.
But there was a guy. For some reason, I was convinced that this was fake because the picture's almost just like too perfect.
Okay.
But this guy on an American Airlines flight, I guess, just stood up and started pissing. On the ground.
Someone tagged me in this on Twitter.
Because I was like, this picture looks too perfect. This must not be real. But they had to do an emergency landing because the passenger exposed himself and appeared to urinate in the middle of the plane aisle. 25-year-old Oregon man Neil McCarthy forced American Airlines flight 3291 to make a diversion of Buffalo during its journey from Chicago to Manchester, New Hampshire. You've seen in photos seemingly urinating in the aisle, was arrested by authorities when the plane landed in Buffalo. Maximum sentence of 6 months in prison, $5,000 fine.
Do we know yet if he's just some TikTok loser trying to like get clout?
I feel like he's probably just like a retarded person.
Because he could be either. You look at him and he's got the look.
I mean,
but you never know.
The thing that I was sus about is like, why is there a moneyforshop.com URL on the picture? That is something I thought was a little bizarre. Is he doing this to plug this webpage?
Maybe the person who got the pictures put them online and made sure that was there, and so there's no way to have the picture without that.
Yeah. Hold on, let me pull the picture up.
Yeah, because he does have a bit of a retard look to him. But again, I said, the escalation makes it impossible to know.
Yeah.
Fat tits and a penis. What if I was trans? Big fat tits and a penis.
Because one of the tweets was like, all because they told him to wait until the seatbelt lights were off or something like that. So he was like, just stood up and pissed. But yeah, you never know. Is this just a troubled, a mentally disturbed person?
He's up front, which tells me maybe that's where they put them. Or maybe he's, again, some TikTok weirdo who's got money. And so he's like, buy a first class ticket and then piss in the plane.
He is doing the pants down piss, like the pants even below his ass piss. That's usually the sign of a retard.
I told you when I was at Knott's Berry Farm, when I walked in there and...
Is there people with their pants down on their ankles?
Several of their bathrooms are trough style. And I remember, I think I mentioned on the
flume
show.
Flume style, if you will.
I was like, it's impossible not to see 100 dicks. Little kids' dicks, someone's old men's dicks. Everyone's dick.
It's 2024. Get rid of the trough.
It's a big giant trough, and there's no way to not see all the dicks pissing in it. But there were like multiple people doing pants around their ankles, piss into the trough, and they were not children.
Yeah, no, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Well, the craziest thing, click the piss picture again.
Yeah.
He's, he's like holding his penis with his bottom two fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's almost like holding his dick like a cigarette while he pisses.
Yeah.
He's doing the West Side.
But he's doing it with, like his ring finger and his pinky.
Yeah. It is like he's doing West.
His headphones are plugged into nothing, by the way. You can see that they're not plugged in.
And his other hand is just like massaging his thigh while he pisses.
Yeah.
And then, you see when they open the door and like police are there, you can kind of see piss on the ground there.
Well, and the police guy looks nonplussed.
He's laughing.
Yeah. But I guess he looks like not nonplussed, it's the other word. Incredulous. He's like, what am I looking at?
What? For what?
Yeah, Dakota says the trough is his favorite because of all the penises.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Good job, Dakota.
Yeah, I remember being a little kid, and my dad took me to see the Celtics at the Boston Garden. Boston Garden's not even there anymore. It's like Fleet Center or something now. And there was a trough urinal, and I was fucking so frightened. I was like, what is... I've never seen anything like this before.
I've seen the trough with separators.
Well, I mean, I was like... must have been like 5 or 6 years old.
No,
so I was like, what is going on? Everyone just has their cocks out.
Yeah, don't do a trough with those separators.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't want to be in the position where I have to say... Yeah, I can see that little child's penis.
Yeah.
And I didn't try to look at it, but if someone said, did you see it? I'd have to say yes or I'd be lying.
Speak for yourself. Groom! gets a big groom from me.
You get the groom.
Groom!
That's what we do. Trot the urinal for a groomer. Trot the urinal for
a groomer. Oh, it's just a buffet of penis.
But I know we always ask this, or just people ask this in general. Like, I can't tell if people are crazier now on planes, or it's just this stuff always happened and we just didn't know about it.
I think people are crazier because I think people, their motivations are all over the place now.
Mm, yeah.
There's so many. One, he's potentially crazy. But two, he also has a lot of reasons to do this because guess what? He is some maniac on the internet and some people just want to be that guy.
This kind of stuff didn't happen when Trump was president.
Yeah, it did.
Oh. Yeah, this is Bidenomics for sure.
Yeah. Biden Ninas.
just pissing in the aisle, doing what we do.
Shitting and pissing in the aisles. Remember, we saw someone shitting in the aisles.
Yeah, is this the fall of Rome chat?
There was poop on the ground in the Japanese flight. I see poop on the ground when I did that.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, even.
Poop on the ground in the Japanese flight.
This sounds vaguely familiar now.
There was like just poop on the floor in the bathroom.
I remember you, yes. And then I walked to the bathroom and I saw it.
Yeah, just a log. Like, not diarrhea.
Yeah, it was a log of shit.
That's why it was so strange.
We assume there's maybe a baby's.
Just dropped this log right there, huh?
Yeah.
Or like a baby, like...
Was it teensy like a baby log?
Like a baby had a dangling
like
in it.
Like a Japanese man's log.
Fell like down his shorts or something.
Huh.
Or like a lady was changing her baby and it rolled out and she just said, whatever.
You got to pick that up.
Roll out.
You got to pick that up, tuck it behind your ear, smoke it like a blunt. Later, though.
I was trying to turn it into the song and I couldn't, so I just went silent.
Smoke baby poop like a penis. Smoke baby poop like a penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
We smoke them penises, no homo.
Smoke them penis pipe?
Pause.
Ayo, pause on it.
Pause.
And another classic moment from Young Thug's Twitter. We're smoking penis, no homo.
Shit. What a good time we have.
Yeah, we're the best.
Boom.
Boom.
We get the boom.
Boom.
That's what we do. Man, you gotta love the Costco
chicken
family.
Bacon a cookie. Chicken bacon a cookie.
How do we not do that one already?
Favorite part of the show.
I remember really liking part one, but I don't know why.
I like nutting in America. I like nutting on people in Dollar Tree. I like nutting on people in Whole Foods.
We learned about Hawk Tua girl. So far, she's toeing the line pretty well. She's not. She's in the endearing phase where it's like, all right, good for you. Yeah. You lucked into something.
She's living it with a noble intention.
But she could push it. We'll see. What else we talk about? We talked about, nutting on people. Philly man nuts on a lady. Whole Foods
Philly
nuts,
man
on,
nuts
a lady.
On a lady.
Whole Foods nuts on a lady. you got to give it up to fucking, what is it? Millennial boss?
Gen Z boss
in a mini. Oh, and I know everyone's getting ready, not just myself. Everyone's getting ready for the big ornament debut tomorrow. Hallmark, the big rollout starts tomorrow, baby.
I was telling when I was at Disneyland a couple weeks ago.
We're Hallmark guys. We know when the ornaments roll out.
I was
out.
Telling my friend about how you would like, because she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to have my own Christmas tree for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, check out Hallmark, because not only do they have tons of shit, but some of it becomes crazy. Like Jim had a couple things that for some reason just became crazy and he sold them for like hundreds of dollars later on.
Yeah, some new Haunted Mansion pieces come out tomorrow. Don't worry. I put my wish list in March. I got a call on Monday. They got my stuff ready for pickup.
You put your wish list in March. That's normal, yeah. Go ahead.
Some of it comes out tomorrow. The rest come out in October.
Jim picking up on Monday.
Picking up some new Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, but are you the problem? Are you making these ornaments hard to get?
Could be, because like Mike said, I had bought, I didn't even really realize it at the time, but I bought some Star Wars ones from like 2018 through 2020.
Your goal isn't scalping and flipping.
At the time, I was just buying them. Then I realized in like 2021, I had the set and I sold it for like $1,000 on eBay.
For more ornaments.
And I did. Yeah, I bought a Haunted Mansion sign and other ornaments.
$1,000 Haunted Mansion ornament that I really took a bath on. It turns out it was worth nothing.
What else? Yeah, we watched the Costco guys. We talked a lot about Booster Gold.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Skibidi.
Something. Oh, yeah, Skibidi Toilet.
Baby Trump.
Yeah, Baby Trump.
Something made me really laugh. I don't remember what it is. So, I don't know. The something.
A lot of good shit. A lot of good shit.
Everything's great. This whole episode's tied for my favorite moment.
Yeah, whole episode.
My brain's too rotted from porn. I haven't had a hard on in a million years. The last time I got a hard on was I saw a girl with a cross eye. My brain's too.
Pulled that clip. That's
a good clip.
Great clip.
Well, my butchered stand up bit worked out.
Seeing this reminded me, shout out to my little brother. They had the X Games in Ventura this year. Ooh. He went to the X Games because it was like right around the corner, and he got me a fucking X Games basketball jersey, and it fucking rules.
Oh, shit. Did he slop Sal Masekela? Did he give him
Dude,
the slop?
He did see Sal Masekela, though.
Did he slop him?
And he
did
was
he
like,
call him an Uncle Tom ass?
And it was
I
right.
feel like that's what we should be doing.
I love
Sal
that
Masekela.
He's still out there doing it.
To me, the two biggest Uncle Toms, Ahmad Rashad on Real TV and Sal Masekela. I know nobody asked, but...
What about the guy from Ninja Warrior?
Oh, I think he's on another show that I thought of. Where it's just black guys.
Hey, you know what reminds me of another show that's just black guys?
Jim and Them.
Patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Yes.
Where we have all sorts of bonus shows. One of them might just be a show with a bunch of black guys. Who knows?
That's
you have to
true.
Jump on there and find out. If you have never checked out our Patreon, you can check it out. If you want to be a free tard, check out some of the things for free. We do have a free tier. You can jump on zero expense for you, the consumer. To check out a bunch of good episodes. If you like it, maybe give it a try. It's fantastic. Jim, what do we got up there for people right now?
Oh, my God. Like we mentioned, we got movie commentaries right now. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We got a new Caddy Studs Investigations talking about real-life exorcisms. And we got even more Caddy Studs. We got... what else we got? We got other shows on there like... Dig Deep, where Kristen and myself discuss reality shows, specifically Survivor. We also have, what's it called? Pitching Ain't Easy, Man vs. Machine, where we pitch our own film and we have AI go up against us and we're fucking undefeated. We got book club shows. We got Reacher commentaries. That's just a small piece, baby. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. Hours and hours of content. For mere nickels and dimes, and you get to support the show. Also, the full Streamathon is fully available. Actually, I was going to say both, but no, Streamathon 2 for sure. Fully available on patreon.com/Jim and Them.
Well, it's broken out in a really easily digestible way
yes.
as well,
yeah.
which I think is probably a big part of... if you want to check out the Streamathon, it's very easy to go like, oh, that's that, that's that, that's that. Like,
yeah.
it's very digestible.
Yeah.
And you know what else is digestible?
Yes.
All the amazing content of shows that you know.
Yes. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows, showswithyouknow.com. We've been talking a lot about The Bear, which just had season 3. We'll be gearing up for The Acolyte's going to be finishing soon. The Boys is going to be finishing soon. And I think something else was premiering. I forget. But, I mean... Tons of great discussions, conversations about television. I was also talking about Pete and Pete because I watched a little Pete and Pete on
Fuck
the 4th
yeah.
of July. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show.
Dude,
or
I watched
not.
So much Pete and Pete.
I rewatched what we did on our summer vacation episode on 4th of July because I was in the summer vibes. And that's when Mr. Tasty goes missing and they're trying to search for him.
I remember the flashlight tag. And the time travel because of daylight savings time.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two episodes were so iconic to me as a child. I like they something about them is so special.
It's such a cool show. I was trying to explain it to Jacob.
It's hard to explain because you have to watch it. And I think a lot of times nowadays, shows have done a version of that hyper reality that show created. Mm. That it makes it feel less special because you had to be there before there was tons of stuff like that.
But weirdly enough, I can't think of anything now to compare to much. Like it's like there are quirky shows, but this has like. A very specific quirk, and I also feel like it has like a like a wistful, like somberness to it, kind of.
You know what I've compared it to before is Community. I'm not saying they're the same type of show.
I got you.
But the
yeah.
idea of like again a kind of self-referential hyper existence yeah. of reality, like it has its own very specific continuity.
Yeah.
That makes sense internally and then builds upon itself. That's what Pete and Pete was really really good at.
And dude, rewatching some of it, because I got all the episodes now. Artie, the strongest man in the world, yeah. is so funny.
Well, and it's great, too, that he's not cool or, like,
yeah.
that was the best decision. They made him this, like, lame,
but even
string
when he's
bean
just,
loser.
When he's just doing he's stuff in the background of shots, uh-huh. he's so funny.
He's always on.
It's like a Kramer-type character almost, but, like, even funnier.
Yeah,
anyways.
He's great.
We talk about that and even more. Showswhatyouknow.com.
Jeff Murphy, how is the world of comedy and do they appreciate you yet?
Oh, they appreciate me so much on there. I'm launching a new campaign, new merch soon coming on there. And it's basically we're trying to be positive. We're trying to be very positive on there. The campaign is stop being an N-word. Don't be a nihilist. Stop being a negative Nancy. We're not here for that. We're all positive.
Nihilist.
Enough of your inward behavior. Stop being an inward. It's all positivity in 2024. And the only way we can be positive is to eliminate all inwards.
Yeah. It's not even in your vocabulary anymore.
Yeah. I'm positive. That's me. I've made a Kafka-esque change. And I'm no longer negative.
I love when things are referred to as Kafka-esque incorrectly.
Yes. I've tried three different jokes where I bring up Kafka-esque, and every time I forget that he's not a psychologist. Like, I feel real psychological. It turns out he just has a German last name. But yeah, it's sort of a metamorphosis. So stop being an N-word. Jeff XC on Twitter or whatever. I don't know. Fuck it.
Okay, all right. My endorsement this week is the is the nacho pass, the nacho fries pass at Taco Bell.
Mm.
They, about 2 years ago, they brought up the taco pass. It was basically you pay, I think it was like $15, and for the next 30 days, every day you can come in and you can get anything at their restaurant that they consider a taco, which was pretty loose. Like they even had like the gordita crunch and stuff on there.
Whoa.
And you just get it every day. You just get one for free. It costs $15. So, yes, that means you have to go to Taco Bell multiple times, but it's pretty easy to get your money back. Nacho fries cost like $3.29. I paid $15 for the nacho pass, nacho fries pass for 30 days. I get them every day. I get it back by like what? What is that, 10 visits?
Mm. Yeah. So you give it a boom?
Way less.
You give the nacho fries pass?
I give it five visits. I give it a big groom!
Boom!
Groom! So my endorsement is the nacho fries pass at Taco Bell. I like these passes. I like when they do them. I wish they were permanent. But whenever they show up, I try to jump on there so that maybe they try to make them more permanent because that's the only way you're going to get any value at these fucking places anymore yeah. is like yeah. through weird schemes and app loopholes and stuff.
Well, I got the N-word pass at Popeyes, and nobody seems to understand what I'm talking about. They all just beat me up.
Jesus Christ. That's my endorsement.
Sweet. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.